请我们打开圣经到旧约最后一卷书马拉基书。
Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament.
早晨我们要读马拉基书的几处的经文。
We'll read a few scriptures from this book of Malachi.
请我们先翻到马拉基书第一章第一节。
First, chapter 1, verse 1.
马拉基书第一章第一节，耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示。
Malachi 1:1, the oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
所以先知马拉基在开头就清楚地告诉我们，他这里所要传的信息乃是耶和华要传给以色列的默示。
So it is very clear from the very beginning. Malachi says the message he gives is the oracle of the word of the Lord.
好，请我们再翻到最后第四章最后一节。
Then we'll turn to the last chapter, chapter 4, verse 4.
马拉基书第四章第六、第五和第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女。儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse.
好，我们等一下还会再进一步读马拉基书的更多内容。
In a moment, we'll come back and read more from the book of Malachi.
在马拉基书第一章第一节一开始就告诉我们，耶和华他有一个信息要传给以色列人。
But from the very beginning, Malachi tells us the Lord has a word for us.
所以我们看见这个信息是耶和华神要给他的旧约的百姓以色列说的。
And here it says it is a message from the Lord to Israel in the Old Testament time.
他是借着马拉基所传的。
And it's a word through Malachi.
而马拉基这个名字它的意思就是我的使者。
The name Malachi means simply my messenger.
对，所以呢，这个名字在旧约圣经其他地方没有被提到过。
And this name has never been mentioned anywhere else in the Old Testament.
所以有人甚至以为说，怀疑说，到底有没有马拉基这一个人
？So some people would debate whether there is truly a person called Malachi.
然而这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us,
马拉基究竟是怎么样的一个人并不重要。
And we don't know, and it's not important what kind of person Malachi was.
重要的乃是耶和华借着他所传给以色列的默示，那才是重点。
But the most important thing in this book is the oracle of the word of the Lord through him.
默示这个原文字的意思，它乃是负担。
And this word oracle originally means the burden.
也有意象的意思。
Or it might say a vision.
所以我们看见在这里神有一个负担要借着马拉基来告诉他的百姓。
So here it says the word of the Lord has a burden, has a vision through Malachi.
那这个负担是什么呢？
So what is that burden?
我觉得就在这卷书的最末了告诉了我们。
And it tells us that, summarizes that at the end of the book.
神要借着马拉基所传的负担所传的信息乃是要百姓要转回。
And he says to turn for the people to return.
或是说 turn back.
Or to turn back.
对，那到底神要他的百姓从哪里转回呢？
So where does the Lord want the people to turn back from?
要转回到哪里呢？
And where does it to turn back to?
这早晨我盼望借着这卷马拉基书和弟兄姐妹一同来交通的。
So we want to, that's what I want to share through this book of Malachi.
我们相信马拉基书它不仅是当时神在旧约最末了向百姓所要说的一个负担。
And we see this is not only a burden of the Lord at the end of the Old Testament.
也是今天在这新约时代末了的时候神要向他的儿女们所说的一个负担。
But also we believe it's a burden that the Lord wants to speak to us at the end of this New Testament era.
神要我们转回。
That he wants us to turn back.
所以我们知道马拉基书是十二卷的小先知书的当中最末了一卷。
And we see Malachi is the last book of the minor prophets.
它也是整个旧约众先知的一个总结。
It is also a conclusion of all the prophecy books.
它更是整本旧约 最末了的一个总结。
It is even a conclusion of all the entire Old Testament.
当我们读马拉基书的内容的时候
，As we read the book of Malachi，
我们不难发现它其中所讲的信息乃是为着弥赛亚第一次的降临来做预备。
It is not hard to discover that this is a message prepared for the first coming of the Messiah.
我们来读几处的经文，我们来来。叫我们能够证实这件事情。
And we can read a few scriptures from this book to paint the context.
如果我们看到马拉基书第一章第十一节
And for example, chapter 1, verse 11.
这里万军之耶和华说，从日出之地叫日到日落之处，我的名在外邦中必尊为大，在各处人必奉我的名烧香，献洁净的供物，因我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
For from the rising of the sun even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense is going to be offered to my name, and a grain offering that is pure. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts.
我们知道今天这句话已经应验实现在我们今天这个时候。
And we know today this word has been fulfilled.
万军之耶和华的名借着我主耶稣基督已经在全地在外邦中被尊为大。
And in the name of the Lord of hosts, through his son Jesus Christ has been magnified and made great throughout the nations.
我们再翻到第三章第一节。
And you can see from chapter 3 verse 1.
这边万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
这里也让我们看到，就在新约圣经开头的时候，那主耶稣的开路先锋施洗约翰。
And we see this being fulfilled through the messenger, the forerunner,That is John the Baptist.
他如何在主的面前来为主耶稣预备道路
？How he had prepared the way before the Lord Jesus.
并且我们看见立约的使者就是我们的主，他也是百姓所仰慕的呢，就来到了他们中间。
And we see the Lord of the covenant, whom the people seek, has suddenly come into his temple.
我们再翻到第四章第一节的地方，我们也可以看见。
And we can see again in chapter 4, verse 1.
万军之耶和华说，那日临近，势如烧着的火炉，凡狂傲的和行恶的必如碎秸，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条亦无存留。
For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff, and the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch.
但向你们敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃如圈里的肥犊。
But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall.
这里让我们看见我们的主他就像公义的日头出现。
Here we see our Lord Jesus appear like the Son of Righteousness.
他从他生命中所发出的光线的确了有那医治的大能。
The light that comes from his life truly had healing in his wings.
那最后我们也看见说在第四章的第五节那边说到说那耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
And from what we just read in verse 5 and 6, that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, he will send Elijah the prophet. And so Elijah will restore the hearts of the father to the children and children to the father, so that he will not curse the land.
So 这里我们看见在这里先知所说的话在新约时代开始的时候都借着我们主耶稣都应验了。
And we see the word of the prophet here has all been fulfilled at the beginning of the New Testament.
所以在这段马拉基书里面的信息不仅对当时神的百姓来讲是重要的。
So the message in the book of Malachi was very important to the people at that time.
对今天我们这一班等候弥赛亚第二次降临的人 也是同样的重要。
But it is equally as important for all of us today as we wait for the Messiah's appearing again.
我们知道，当神借着先知马拉基来向百姓说最末了这个重要的负担的时候
，And as the Lord speaks through Malachi, this important burden of the word of the Lord.
我们看见乃是在神沉默四百年之前。最后所说的话
And it was the last word that the God spoke before the 400 years of silence.
我们知道在马拉基的信息之后神有四百年之久再没有向人说话
After these words through Malachi, the Lord stopped speaking to his people for over 400 years.
所以我们看见神的心情是何等的急迫是何等的沉重
So we see how urgent was the heart of God, how heavy was his burden.
神借着众先知不断的要他的百姓转回
And through all the prophets the Lord has urged the people to turn again
然后我们看见百姓向着神的呼召他们的反应却是让神感到失望
But the reaction of the people of God to his calling has truly been disappointing
因为他们一直没有能够来按着神所对他们的呼召来转向来归向神
Because they have not turned back and returned to the Lord according to the calling of God.
那我们先来了解一下这卷马拉基书啊，先知所说话的对象是怎么样的一般人
So let us first see the objects of whom the Lord was talking to.
我们才能够知道说神为什么要他们来转向
And so that we can understand why the Lord is calling them to return.
我们知道马拉基书写作的时间它是在神的百姓从巴比伦归回之后大约差不多一百年之后
This is during the time period about 100 years after the return of the captivity from Babylon
我想很快帮助弟兄姐妹能够了解一下这卷书当时的一个时代背景
And this will quickly give us a historical background
我们知道神的百姓因着屡次的悖逆神
And because of the rebellion from the people of God to God again and again
因此神就允许他的百姓被掳到巴比伦去
and the Lord allowed them to be taken captive to Babylon
然而在他们被掳之前神预先借着先知耶利米告诉他们在七十年之后他们还要归回
but before the captivity the Lord spoke through his prophet Jeremiah to prophesy that they will return again in 70 years
所以神让他们看见说神向着他们的心意不是降灾或者意念乃是赐平安的意念
So the Lord has proved to them that his desire for them is not for one of calamity but one of blessing
叫他们有一个指望
So that they will have a hope
所以我们看见在古列王元年的时候呢他就下神就借着古列王呢允许神的百姓回到耶路撒冷为神来建殿
So we see in the first year of King Cyrus the Lord allowed Cyrus to be a vessel and issued a decree for the people of God to return to Jerusalem.
当时神就借着他使用的器皿所罗巴伯带着四万多的神的百姓回到了耶路撒冷为神来建殿。
The Lord used his vessel Zerubbabel that led over 40,000 people of Israel to return from Babylon to Jerusalem.
在当时被掳在巴比伦的犹太人有许许多多。
And there were many, many Israelites that were living in Babylon.
然而却只有少数的人答应了神的呼召他们回到耶路撒冷来为神建殿
But only a few minority of remnant answered God's calling to come and build the temple
这班人旧约圣经称他们为犹大的余民
So in the Old Testament time the Lord called them the remnant of Judah
也可以说是新约的得胜者
Or in the New Testament we call them the overcomers
那我们知道神界的这班百姓终于经过许多的困难把圣殿给重新建起来
That they have overcome many difficulties and finally built up the temple
过了差不多二十年神又兴起以斯拉又带领了一些神的百姓回到耶路撒冷来为神重新美化修饰圣殿
After a period of time the Lord rose up Ezra that returned again from Babylon to Jerusalem to beautify the temple
他把神的律法再一次恢复在神的百姓中间
He restored the law of God among the people
这是第二批的人
And this is the second return
然后第三次呢神又兴起了尼希米他也带了一些神的百姓 再回到耶路撒冷。
And the third time, the Lord rose up Nehemiah, also brought a people of God returned to Jerusalem.
这差不多是在圣殿重建之后六十年左右。
And it was about 60 years after the completion of the rebuilding of the temple.
神就借着当时波斯的省长尼希米和百姓呢，把耶路撒冷的城墙给修建起来。
And he was Nehemiah being a governor at that time, came back to Jerusalem to build up the city wall.
所以这三批的归回的犹大百姓。
And so these three waves of return.
我们看见他们是认识神心意的一般人。
These are the people that came to understand the heart of God and the will of God.
他们不仅认识神的心意，他们更为着神的心意，他们离弃了。他们也牺牲了他们在巴比伦那样一个舒适的生活和享受。
Not only they understood the will of God, but they were willing to take action to sacrifice their own enjoyment and their good life in Babylon.
他们答应神的呼召，回到耶路撒冷。
They answered God's calling and returned to Jerusalem.
他们重建的圣殿。
They rebuilt the temple.
就是恢复了神的同在。
Which restored the presence of God.
他们也重新修筑了城墙。
They also rebuilt the city wall.
就是恢复了神。借着百姓在万民中的那个见证
，which is to restore the testimony of his people among the nations。
所以是这一班人从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷去。
So these people return to Jerusalem。
可是当他们为神重建了那个圣殿和圣城之后
，but after they have completed all the construction work of the temple and the city，
过不了多久，神的百姓。又从神的心意当中离开了。
And very quickly, the people of God again departed from God's will.
这是为什么神借着马拉基来向他的这一班百姓来传达神心里面的一个负担。
And that is why the Lord is speaking through Malachi to convey His heavy burden to His people.
叫我们不禁的要感到稀奇。
And it surprises us.
这些神的百姓，他们曾经是那样子为着神的心意。而有所行动。
These people of God, these remnants who have been so faithful and responding with actions,
他们如今怎么又会落到这样的一个光景里？
How could it be that they fall into such a condition again?
我相信这卷书的信息不仅是为着他们。
I know the message in this book is not only for them.
这卷书的信息今天也是为着我。
But it's also for us today.
因为在我们当中，我们都是。明白神心意的一般人。
Because among us, we all have come to know the purpose of God.
我们或多或少也曾经为着神的心意，我们有所牺牲，有所摆上。
In degrees more or less, we have all given Him a sacrifice.
然而今天，当我们在等候我们主再回来的日子
，But as we're still waiting for His appearing,
我们是否和当日神的百姓有类似的一个情形呢？
Are we falling into conditions similar to the people back then?
我们是不是又从神的心意里面失落了？
Have we gone astray from the will and the purpose of God?
所以早晨我们愿意借着马拉基书的信息再一次来让神提醒我们。
So through this book of Malachi, may the Lord remind us again.
不仅提醒我们。
Not only remind us.
叫我们能够听见神他心里面的那个负担。
But as we hear the burden of the Lord.
他何等盼望我们能够再一次的转向
，How he desires for us to turn back，
再一次的来与他亲近
，to return to him and draw near to him，
再一次的来回到他的心意里头
，and to return to his purpose，
为他的心意而生活
，so that we can live for his will。
在一开，我们来看一下马拉基书里面的信息，神要告诉百姓什么样的一个。负担呢
So what is the burden of the Lord for his people?
我想早上从两个方面来把这卷书呢的信息内容和弟兄姐妹做一个简单的一个交通。
And I can only share from two simple points.
就是说神要他的百姓要转向。
The Lord wants his people to turn back.
就是神要他的百姓从与神疏远的一个关系呢能够转向与神恢复与神一个亲密的关系
that they will turn back from a relationship that's been alienated from God back to an intimate relationship with God
第二方面就是要从一个追求物质世界的一个享受来转向追求神永远的那个心意
secondly is to return from pursuing the world pursuing the material goods to pursuing God himself
我相信这跟我们今天属神的儿女们 是非常有关系的。
And I believe this has everything to do with us who belong to God.
我就举个例子。
For example,
当我们主日早晨，我们能够在七日的第一日的一开始，我们就能够与同盟天恩的弟兄姐妹一同来围绕主的桌子面前来敬拜，来赞美我们的神。
On Sundays, on the first day of the week, we can come with all the saints to around his table to worship him and praise him.
我们实在是因着那基督耶稣全圣的爱激励我们的心。
It is truly because the all victorious love of Christ constrains our heart.
叫我们在主的桌子面前，我们能够把他所当得的感谢赞美献给他。
And we can give him a thanksgiving and praises that.He deserves.
在这样的一个时候，我们感觉到我们与神的关系是那样的亲密。
And as we praise around the table, we feel that we're so close to Him.
然而，当我们在主日聚完会之后
，But after Sunday gatherings,
当我们周一早晨再回到学校，回到我们工作当中
，When we return to our schools, we return to our works on Monday morning,
我们发现不知不觉的，我们好像与神的关系很快的又疏远了。
We notice for some reason our relationship with God has become farther and farther.
那我们就期待下个主日我们能够再来与神有个亲密的关系。
And we will look forward to the next Sunday when we can draw near to him again.
弟兄姐妹，这不是神心意中他所愿意的。
But this is not the desire of God.
神愿意我们是一直的与他有一个亲密的关系。
He desires for all of us to be near him all the time.
那是什么原因会让我们在我们生活当中不知不觉渐渐的就与神疏远了呢
Then what are the reasons that cause us to be farther and farther from him?
有一个很根本的原因就是我们怀疑了神的爱
One of the most basic reasons is that we have doubted that he loves us
特别在我们的家庭生活中工作生活当中遭遇一些不如意的事情的时候
Especially when we encounter some difficulty in our family life or in our work
我们的心里面就对神的爱就开始产生一个怀疑
We begin to doubt the love of God for us.
所以在这里我们看见神在旧约那个时候的百姓他们也是如此
And this is just the case for the Old Testament, in the Old Testament for his people.
所以当神借着马拉基对百姓说话的时候他第一一上来他就告诉他们说我曾爱你们
So the first thing that the Lord said to the people through Malachi was that,I have loved you.
这里讲到我曾爱你们，不是讲到说神在古时的时候曾经爱了以色列。
It is not saying that in the old times, long, long time ago, I have loved Israel.
他的意思更是说出了我已经爱了你们。
But the Lord is saying, I have already shown you my love.
不仅从前爱了你们。
Not only I have loved you before,
我现在仍然爱你。
I still love you now.
将来还要爱你们到底。
And I will love you to the uttermost.
这是神对百姓所说的。
And that is the word of the Lord to his people.
那当时犹大的百姓他们的反应是什么呢
？But what was the reaction?
他们在那里与神有一个争辩。
They had a debate with the Lord.
他们说，他们对神说，你在何事上爱我们呢
？They say, How have you loved us?
弟兄姐妹，我想在我们当中。我们从来没有听过有哪位弟兄姐妹会在聚会里头对神这么说。
I don't think we have heard any brother and sister can debate with the Lord in the meeting like this openly.
至少没有人会在嘴巴里面公开的这么说。
At least we haven't heard anyone say out loud.
然而在我们的心里面
But in our hearts,
当我们在遭难的日子里
In the days that we encounter calamities,
我们是不是曾经怀疑过神的爱
Have we ever doubted the love of God?
我们是不是也像神旧约的百姓对神说你在何事上爱我们
Are we just like the people that have said How have you loved us?
为什么百姓在当时会有这样一个感觉他们觉得神在何事上爱了他们
Why did the people have such a doubt Doubting that the Lord has ever loved them?
这跟他们所处的环境是非常有关系
And it has something to do with their environment
我们刚刚说到他们离开了巴比伦那个生活的享受回到了为了答应神的呼召回到了耶路撒冷
Earlier we have introduced that these people have left the good life in Babylon and answered the calling of God to return to Jerusalem
他们的想法应该觉得那神应该好好的保守他们祝福他们
Perhaps in their mind they think because we have done this for God then God should bless us
可事实却 与他们所想的不一样。
But reality was different from their imagination.
他们回到耶路撒冷之后
，As they returned to Jerusalem,
当他们为了神的心意在那里重新重建圣殿、重新修筑城墙的时候
，When they began to rebuild the temple or rebuild the city wall,
他们遭遇了许多的难处。
There were many, many difficulties.
他们遭遇仇敌许多的攻击和搅扰。
They were opposed greatly by the enemies.
经过这许多的事情之后。
And after all these oppositions,
他们看见他们的日子好像并没有变得更加的好。
They realized their lives were not any easier than before.
所以他们心里面会因着这样的一个环境的难处呢，他们来怀疑神的爱。
So because of the environment they were in, they started to doubt the love of God.
然后神就告诉他们。
So the Lord responded.
他说：“以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各，恶以扫。”
Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord, yet I have loved Jacob.
我们知道雅各就是以色列。
And we know Jacob is Israel.
神就来提醒他的百姓。
The Lord reminded his people,
神是如何爱他们。
How I have loved you.
我们知道我们如果读创世纪的时候我们看见哈这个雅各和以扫呢是双胞胎。
And if you read the story in Genesis, then you knew Jacob and Esau, they were twin brothers.
那我们看见啊，以扫这个人呢，当然有他的问题。
And of course, Esau had his problems.
但从人看呢，他是一个比较大气的人。
But from human perspective, he was actually a bigger man.
比方说，当他弟弟雅各呢，骗了他这个，不仅先夺了他长子的名分，后来又骗了他哥哥长子的祝福。
For example, when his younger brother Jacob tricked him into giving up his birthright and also his blessing of the birthright.
当然后来雅各呢只好逃难了，因为他哥哥要报复他。
And of course, Esau wanted to find vengeance, so Jacob ran away.
经过二十年的时间
，After 20 years,
雅各受了许多的苦。
Jacob had gone through many difficulties.
但他也得着了神许多的祝福。
But he had also gained many blessings through the trials.
回到他的父家。
As he returned to his father's house.
当他哥哥以扫呢，带着四百个人呢，要来迎接他的时候。
When Esau took 400 men to come and welcome him.
你看见雅各这个人哈。
And you see Jacob.
他就比较小气一点。
He had a small heart.
他就很担心他哥哥呢，还要报复他。
He was really worried that the vengeance is still in his brother's heart.
虽然以扫已经原谅了雅各。
Even though it seems like Esau had already forgiven his brother.
就我们看见以扫这个人哈，从人看来啊是比较大气。
So from our perspective, Esau seemed to be a bigger man.
而雅各呢却是非常的狡猾奸诈。
But Jacob was shrewd.
但不管这一切，他们雅各和以扫是怎么样的人
？No matter what kind of person they are in their nature.
但是神借着使徒保罗在罗马书给我们看见这件事情。
But Saul had God has caused us to see the matter of this or the heart of this matter through Paul, Apostle Paul.
对的，就是神爱雅各，不是因为雅各好。
That the God has loved Jacob not because Jacob was good.
不是因为雅各可爱。
Not because he was lovable.
在罗马书第九章，保罗就告诉我们哈，在他们还没有双子还没生下来之前，神就已经爱雅各。
In Romans chapter 9, it says, Before the twins were born, before they had done anything good or bad, God has already loved Jacob.
对，就是雅各和以扫他们什么事都还没做。
Before they have done anything,
神就已经预先告诉了以扫和雅各的父母亲啊，雅各是他所爱的。
And that God has already spoken to their father and mother that Jacob I have loved.
兄姐妹，这是神拣选人的那个恩典。
And this is the grace by which God has chosen us.
就像早先王弟兄跟我们交通。
Just as our brother shared with us earlier.
今天神爱我们。
Today he loves us.
不是因为我们的行为。
Not because our works.
也不是因为我们可爱。
Not because we are lovable.
完全是神拣选人的那个恩典。
But it is because the grace of his election.
所以保罗就进一步说明神曾经对摩西这么说。
And Paul further said that the Lord has said to Moses,
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的。
So then it does not depend on the one who wills or the man who runs,
只在乎那发怜悯的神。
But on God who has mercy.
弟兄姐妹，就是神在我们身上向着我们的那个慈爱和恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is his grace towards us.
弟兄姐妹，这个爱 永远没有改变。
And this love has never changed.
因为主说他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
Because he promised that he loves us and he will love us to the end.
姐妹，我们不能让任何我们所遭遇的环境来使我们怀疑了神向着我们的这个爱。
No environment or circumstances can cause us to doubt his love.
这个爱是我们与神关系的那个根基。
And this is the foundation of our relationship with God.
什么时候我们若开始怀疑神的爱？
The moment you start doubting his love,
弟兄姐妹，我们与神的关系就要出问题。
That's the moment your relationship will go derailed.
我们的生活当中也会要出现许多的问题和难处。
And there will be many problems that follows in your life.
这是为什么在当时神的百姓之后哈，他们有这么多很我们会觉得很奇怪的一些行为举止。
And this is why, the people of God started to act very strangely in our eyes.
就他们不尊敬神。
That they start to no longer fear God.
他们不敬畏神。
They no longer have the reverence for God.
他们把不当献给神的来拿来献给神。
They begin to offer a sacrifice that's not worthy of God.
他们在神面前还有许许多多的这个繁琐的言语来埋怨神。
And they had many murmurs that's wearisome to God.
这一切的根源都是因为他们怀疑神的爱。
And the foundation of all these problems was that they started to doubt the love of God.
你们在我们与人相处的关系当中，这件事情也是非常重要的。
In our relationship with men, this is also very important.
我就以我们家庭中的关系做例子。
I can just use an example as our familial relationships.
你知道，当夫妻之间哈，如果他们这个爱出了问题的时候
，between husband and wife, when the love has an issue,
这个关系啊。就会出现许许多多的难处。
Then there will be many difficulties.
这生活里面呢，也会出现许多的问题。
There will be many problems in life.
比方说，如果这个丈夫惹了妻子的气
，For example, if the husband one day provokes the wife to anger,
以至于这个妻子啊怀疑丈夫的爱
，And to a point that the wife started to doubt the love of the husband.
我们就看见啊，这个丈夫啊。就没有什么好日子过了。
Then the husband will have not, there will be no good days left for the husband.
虽然这个妻子很可能还是很忠心的哈，她每天呢该做的饭她还是做了。
Even though the wife could still be very faithful in cooking every day and in taking care of the household.
但你就发现啊，这个饭是做了，但是味道不一样。
But even though you can eat the same food, but it won't taste the same.
所以我们盼望我们做丈夫的弟兄们啊，要稍微敏感一点。
I hope the husband among us can be more sensitive.
如果哈，你哪天觉得妻子做的饭哈，饭菜啊，好像不如从前好吃。
If you notice that your wife is cooking are not tasting the same anymore,
你就要仔细的思想一下。
Then you should carefully examine yourself.
是不是你的妻子啊，怀疑你对她的爱
？Is your wife starting to doubt your love for her?
因为当这个爱出问题的时候。
Because if there's a problem in this love,
你发现人啊的行为啊就会出现许多的问题。
Then the actions will change.
所以这里我们看见说，当神的百姓怀疑神对他们的爱的时候
，So here we see when the people of God started to doubt the love of God.
我们看见那服侍神的祭司们呢，他们对神的态度啊。就开始有出现问题。
We see the attitude of the priests who are servants of God started to change.
神说他们藐视耶和华的名。
The Lord says, "You have despised my name."
弟兄姐妹，我们知道祭司乃是被神特别从百姓中间分别出来的一般人，特是要侍奉神。
We know the priests are the people who have been set apart among the people to serve God wholeheartedly.
这一般的祭司乃是在神和百姓中间。侍奉的一般人
and these priests are the ones who serve between God and men.
他们怎么会藐视神的名呢
？How can they begin to despise the name of the Lord？
在这里，万军耶和华对他们说
：“Here the Lord proves to them，
说儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。
He says the son honors his father and the servant his master.
我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里？我既为主人。”敬畏我的在哪里呢
？Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect?
我们看见，就是侍奉神的祭司呢，他们对神的态度居然有这样一个轻蔑的一个态度。
And we see the priests who are serving before God even have this attitude that they despise God's name.
他们不尊敬神。
They no longer has reverence to God.
他们不敬畏神。
They no longer had a fear of God.
当神指出他们这个问题的时候，
When the Lord pointed out their problems,
我们看见他们的态度是什么呢？
And we see their attitude.
他们反而向神犟嘴说，我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
They returned with this argument, how have we despised your name?
那神就指出他们的问题了。
Then the Lord quickly pointed out their problems.
就是呢，他们在献祭物给神的这件事情上面呢，他们在那里啊藐视神，在那里污秽耶和华的桌子。
In the matter of sacrifice, they have despised God and defiled the table of God.
因为祭司们他们非常熟读摩西的律法。
Because the priests should be very familiar with the law of Moses.
在献祭的事上，神借着摩西的律法清楚地告诉百姓。
In the matter of offering and sacrifice, it is very clear in the law of Moses.
就是当人要献祭给耶和华神的时候，
If anyone wants to offer a sacrifice to God,
他们必须是把强壮的，把没有瑕疵的，把那个最好的，没有残疾的来献给神。
They need to offer an animal that is strong, that is without any defect, without any lame, that is not lame or blind.
所以祭司的责任是什么呢？
So what is the role of the priests?
他们应当是把百姓要献给神的这些祭牲呢，要好好仔细的来检查。
They need to examine all the sacrifices that's been offered carefully.
如果是不好的。
If they see any defects,
有残疾的，
if anyone that is lame,
瘦弱的，
anyone that is weak,
必须拒绝说不可以拿来献给神。
They need to reject that these offerings are not fit for God.
而当时这些祭司们，他们做的是什么呢？
But what did the priests do at that time?
不管是百姓拿来的是什么，
It doesn't matter what that has been offered.
残疾的，
whether it is lame,
瘦弱的，
or weak,
不好的，
or blind, or bad,
是人家不要的。
And all the ones that are sick, that
他们拿来要献祭，作为祭物献给神。
They just want to offer to God what they don't want anymore.
而祭司呢，也觉得哎呀，马马虎虎啦，都可以。
And the priests thought it's all okay, everything's fine.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
那是因着他们藐视神的。
That they no longer have a fear of God and they despise His name.
他们对神的态度是这样子马虎。
And their attitude was so careless.
他们不敬畏神。
They no longer has a reverence to God.
也不尊敬神。
And they do not fear His name.
为什么会有这样的态度呢？
So how did they come to this attitude?
是因为他们怀疑神对他们的爱。
Because they started to doubt the love of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见当我们与神的关系出了问题。
So when we have problem between our relationship with
God, 当我们开始对神的爱有所怀疑的时候，
we begin to doubt God's love towards us.
我们的生活就会显出一个随便的光景。
Then our life becomes very careless.
我们对于神的话语也不会有一个尊敬和敬畏的态度。
We no longer has a reverence towards His word.
所以我们看见在这里，神来警戒他的百姓嘛。
So here the Lord is warning His people very sternly.
神说：“你们这样子妄献，你们这样子随便把神所不悦纳的祭物献给神。
”The Lord says, "You are offering." Sacrifice that are not pleased with God.
神说这是他所厌恶的。
And I despise you.
神说他巴不得有人哈，有一个人赶快把殿门给关起来。
He says, even I wish there is one among you that can shut the gates.
免得你们突然在神的坛上来烧火献祭。
So that you might not uselessly kindle fire on my altar.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活当中，
God says,In our lives,
在我们的侍奉里头，
in our service,
神要得着那最好。
The Lord wants to receive the very best.
所以在这点上面，我们必须承认，我们实在是都亏缺了神所当得的。
Here we need to all confess that we have all fallen short from the best that He deserves.
神说：“我宁可不要你们献这些残疾、这些软弱的。”
The Lord says, I'd rather you not offer anything that is lame or sick.
神他何等盼望我们能够把那上好的，把神所喜悦的来献给他。
But if you were to offer that is very best, the one that pleases the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天神喜悦我们拿什么来献给他呢？
Today, brothers and sisters, what would the Lord be pleased?
我相信我们都非常熟悉罗马书十二章那里保罗所告诉我们。
And we all know from Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
他说 弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
He says, Brethren, by the mercy of God, I urge you.
要将身体献上，当作活祭。
To offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
他说这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
That is pleasing and acceptable to God.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
And this is your acceptable, offering of sacrifice of worship.
弟姐妹，这是神的心意。
And this is the heart of God.
这是神的话语。
This is His word.
那我们的态度是如何？
Now what is our attitude and our response?
我们是否尊敬他，如同儿子尊敬父亲？
Do we honor him as a son honors his father?
我们是否敬畏他，如同仆人敬畏主人？
Do we fear him as a servant fears the master?
我们是否把我们所最好的来献给我们的神？
Have we prepared our very best as a sacrifice to God?
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要来省察我们与神的关系。
We need to truly examine our relationship with God.
今天我们是否在生活当中来尊敬他，如同尊敬父亲
？Do we have a reverence towards him as we honor our father?
当我们在神家侍奉的时候，我们是否敬畏他，如同敬畏主人
？As we serve in God's house, do we have a reverence as a servant reveres the master?
这是今天神要我们转回。
And the Lord wants us to turn back.
弟兄姐妹，今天神向着我们是何等的忍耐。
The Lord has such long suffering and endurance towards us.
他等候我们。
He still waits for us.
等候我们转回。
He waits for us to turn.
来与他亲密。
So that we can draw near to him.
弟兄姐妹，我实在没有办法来表达神他向着我们那何等的心意。
Truly, my words fails to express the heart of God towards us.
神为我们预备了一切。
He has prepared all things.
他要我们来亲近他。
He simply wants us to draw near to him.
他告诉我们说，我们若亲近他，他也就必亲近我。
And he promises if we return to him, he will return to us.
在我们每天生活当中
，in our daily lives,
我们的神都等候着来亲近我们。
The Lord has been waiting to draw near to us.
那我们是否常常也是渴望着能够来与他亲近呢
？Do we have a desire to draw near to him?
我们知道今天我们所在的这个世代是叫我们非常忙碌的世代。
We know the day that the life we live today is a very busy life.
我本来以为在我们在休斯顿生活已经是非常不容易了。
And before I thought living in Houston was already hard enough.
因为我们都是很忙的。
Because everyone seems to be busy.
直到我几周前去了上海。
Until a couple of weeks ago, I went back to Shanghai.
我才知道什么叫做忙。
Then I knew what busyness means.
弟兄姐妹，神的儿女们就在这样一个忙碌的世代里面。
And the people of God were just living in this busy time.
我们不知不觉的，渐渐的与神疏远。
Before we even know it, we have been far from God.
神在等候我们。
But God still waits for us.
神在召唤我们。
He calls us.
他要我们转回。
He wants us to turn back.
来与他亲近。
To draw near.
当我们与神亲近以后
，And when we draw near to Him，
弟兄姐妹，我们发现我们向着神的态度也会不一样。
Then we will notice our attitude towards Him will change。
当我们一天从早到晚，我们一直活在神的爱里
，If we can live in His love from morning to evening，
我们就懂得什么叫做儿子尊敬父亲。
Then we will understand what it means to honor Him as a father。
我们就懂得。什么叫做仆人敬畏主
？We will understand what it means to fear him as a master.
叫我们一天从早到晚的生活是能够讨神所喜悦。
So from morning to evening, our life can be wholly pleasing to him.
当我们与神的关系对的时候
，When our relationship is restored,
我们看见我们与人的关系自然的也会被神来恢复。
Then our relationship with men can also be restored.
所以我们不要感到稀奇，今天我们生活中好像出现许多问题。许多的难处。
So do not be surprised if you meet many difficulties and problems in your life.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须回到神的面前想一想。
We need to return before Him and ponder very carefully.
是不是我们与神的关系出了问题
？Is our relationship with God first been hindered?
所以神要借着这一些我们环境中的一些所遭遇的难处来提醒我们。
So from all these difficulties, the Lord is reminding us.
来转回来向他
，that we will return to him，
来与神保守一个亲密的关系
，that we can draw near and maintain a close relationship with him。
第二方面，神也要我们从那追求物质的享受里头来转向，回到神永远的心意里。
Secondly, the Lord is reminding us to return from the pursuit of material goods to pursuing Him.
我刚刚前面提到，这些神的百姓当时他们是为着神的心意而回到耶路撒冷。
Earlier, I had mentioned that these people of God, it was for the purpose of God that they returned to Jerusalem.
可是渐渐的，因着环境，因着生活中的难处呢，他们离开了神的心意。
But gradually, by the circumstances, by the difficulties they meet in life, they gradually walked away from the purpose of God.
他们想到那些还在巴比伦的那些同伴。
They remember their friends that are still living in Babylon.
他们也看见他们周围那些不认识神的人。
They saw all the people among them or around them that does not know God.
他们的生活好像跟神的心意没有关系。
They were not living in the heart and the will of God.
他们的日子倒是过得挺好的。
Yet their life seemed to be pretty good.
他们工作很顺利。
Their jobs were very stable.
他们小孩都能够上最好的学校。
All their kids go to the best schools.
那到底我们在这里为神的心意而活有什么意义呢？
But what is the purpose for us living for the will of God?
所以在这里他们开始对于他们当时回到耶路撒冷的那个起初的那个目的呢开始动摇。
Then their heart began to be moved, and then they started to doubt why they ever returned to Jerusalem.
所以慢慢看我们看见他们也开始羡慕那些在生活中随随便便的一般人。
Gradually, they begin to envy those people who are very careless in life.
他们觉得那些人行诡诈。
They feel that these are evildoers.
那些人作恶。
These people are shrewd and deceitful.
好像神也都不管。
Yet, the Lord does not seem to care.
所以他们说，公义的神在哪里呢？
So they ask, where is the God of righteousness?
既然公义的神什么都不管。
If the God of righteousness does not care,
那些行恶行诡诈的，反而神还特别祝福他们。
And these people, even though they were deceitful, yet they seem to have been blessed.
那我们何苦苦苦的追求呢？
Then what is the point of us suffering in pursuing God?
那我们为什么还需要为着神的心意而活呢？
Why do we even live for the purpose of God?
因此我们看见他们渐渐的就离开了那神永远的心意。
So gradually they walked away from the purpose of God.
所以在这里神来提醒他们。
So here the Lord reminds them.
在第三章第十六节那边。
In chapter 3 verse 16.
神就对百姓说。
The Lord told his people.
说那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name.
在这里，耶和华神把他的心意来向百姓显明。
And here the Lord has shown his heart to his people.
虽然今天他们可能还在难处当中，
even though they might still be living in difficulty，
今天他们好像没有得着神的祝福，
even though as if they have not been blessed，
然而在神的心意中他有一样宝贝，
but here there is a treasure in God's heart，
就是有一班敬畏耶和华的人是被神所知道所纪念的。
There is a people, a group of people who fear the Lord. The Lord knows them and he remembers them.
当他们聚在一起的时候，
and as they gather,
当他们在那里谈论神永远的心意的时候，
as they spoke among themselves about the purpose of God,
当他们在交通道，他们在生活当中如何为着神的心意而生活的时候，
as they fellowship how they live and how they suffer for the will of God,
神告诉他们说神在那里侧耳而听。
The Lord says, the Lord gave attention and heard it.
这些人是被神所知道的。
And these people are known by God.
不仅是被神所知道，而且他们是被神所特别纪念的。
Not only God knows them, but God remembers them.
神把这些人记在他面前的那本纪念册上。
The name of these people were written in the book of remembrance.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们这些蒙恩得救神的儿女，我们的名字都已经被记在神的生命册上。
We know all of us who have been saved, our names are recorded in the book of life.
为此我们实在要感谢赞美神。
And we truly need to thank God for this.
因为神借着他儿子耶稣基督的救赎，已经救我们脱离了那白色大宝座火湖的审判。
By the the salvation that's accomplished by His Son Jesus Christ, we have been saved and rescued out of the judgment before the throne.
神已经把你我的名字写在他的生命册上。
And that our name, your name and my name, has been written in the book of life.
然后在这里，神告诉我们。
But here the Lord tells us,
在他面前还有一本纪念册。
There is another book before him.
这纪念册上所记载的是神所特别纪念的一般人。
It is called a book of remembrance, and it is recorded the names of those whom God has remembered.
这般人是敬畏耶和华的人。
These are those who fear the Lord.
这般人是为着神永远心意而活的一般人。
These people are living for the purpose of God.
这般人是神所要得着的一个宝贝。
And the Lord says, they will be mine, and these are his own peculiar possession.
所以这里万军耶和华就这么说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特的归我。
And therefore the Lord says, they will be mine on the day that I prepare for my own possession.
所以我们看见他们与神有那样一个特殊亲密的关系。
And we see they have a special relationship, a close relationship.
他们知道他们在世上的日子是为着什么而生活。
They know the purpose of their lives in this world.
他们在世上不是为了自己的满足和享受而生活。
They're not living for their own enjoyment, their own fulfillment.
在这般人的心里头。
But in their heart,
他们只有一个愿望,
they only have one desire,
就是愿神的心意能够得着满足。
They want God's purpose to be fulfilled.
姐妹，今天我们在地上，我们生活的目标是什么?
What is our goal on this earth?
姐妹，我们知道我们已经到了这个世代非常末了的一个时候。
And we know we have come to the end time of this world.
神在这里借着马拉基书的信息要来呼召我们。
And through the message, the burden of Malachi, he's still calling out unto us.
叫我们转向。
That we may return.
叫我们能够从神以外的追求能够转向神那永远的心意。
That we can turn back from any other pursuit back to return to God.
当我们如果偏离了神永远的心意。
If we have walked away from the purpose of God.
我们看见我们生活当中也会出现在当时神百姓当中所出现的一些问题。
Then we will just be like the people back then.
比方说在这里百姓他们向神的一个有一个态度。
For example, here it reflects an attitude that they had towards God.
他们觉得侍奉神呢是非常的繁琐。
They think serving God is so tiresome.
是没有什么意义的。
And there was no purpose.
他们觉得在他们生活的当中。
And in their lives.
他们就是这么工作。
They felt that they were just doing works.
他们就是这样的聚会。
And they're just gathering like this.
他们就是这样子的服侍。
And they're just serving.
一天一天过去。
Day after day.
好像就是这个样子。
And nothing seems to change.
他们失去了他们生活的那个目标。
They have lost the purpose why they live.
他们失去了他们生活的那个方向。
They have lost the direction.
他们不知道为什么而生活。
They no longer know why they were living.
姐妹，我不知道你们在这样忙碌的日子当中是否也有这样的感觉。
I don't know if you feel the same way, more or less when you're busy.
好像一天一天就这么过去。
Seems like day after day just pass away.
一周一周很快的就过去。
Even week after week goes by really quickly.
到底我们在追求什么？
What are we pursuing after?
到底我们的目标是什么？
What is our purpose?
姐妹，当我们离开了神永远的心意作为我们生活的目标的时候，
When we depart from the purpose of God, when it no longer is our goal,
兄姐妹，我们的生活就与世人没有什么两样。
Then our life is no different from any other in this world.
好像这一切的事情都是就是周而复始就过去了。
Seems like everything is just going in cycles, and they will soon pass away.
就像刚刚弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌提醒我们。
Just as our brother has led us into this hymn.
我们需要圣灵的火常在我们身上来省察我们。
We need the consuming fire of the Holy Spirit to remind us and examine us.
来试炼我们。
To try us.
除去我们心中所有的悲情下品。
To consume and burn away all the base desires.
姐妹，这是神在这末了还给我们恩典的机会。
And this is the grace of God towards us who still believes.
我不知道弟兄姐妹你们。
I don't know about you, brother.
但我想到我自己。
But when I look at myself,
我发现我身上还有许多需要被主来炼净的地方。
I see many things in my life that still needs to be refined.
好叫我们能够那样单纯的。
So that I can be pure.
那样专一的。
I can be with a single heart.
来爱我们的主。
That I can love him.
来为着他的心意而生活。
That I can live for him.
当百姓他们离开了神永远的心意的时候
，So when the people of God depart from the purpose of God，
他们也有一种的反应
，And they have another reaction。
就这里神所指出他们夺取神的供物。
And here the Lord pointed out that they have robbed God。
当神这样指出来的时候
，And when the Lord points it out to them。
百姓的反应是什么呢
？What was their reaction？
他们是不是在神的面前就流泪痛悔自己所犯的错误呢
？Were they weeping and repenting before the Lord？
不是的
，No。
他们向神的态度乃是：我们在何事上夺取你的物呢
？Rather they ask, how have we robbed you？
神就告诉他们说
：“The Lord tells them，
你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上夺取了我的供物。
In tithe and offerings, you have robbed me。”
而且是你们通国的人都夺取我的供物
The whole nation of you
当他们这样做的时候呢神就说所以咒诅临到你
So the Lord says you are cursed with a curse
这里就说出为什么百姓当时生活是那样的艰难那样的困苦
Here it gives us a glimpse of why they were living such a difficult life
他们以为哈把当献给神的供物哈把它留下来的话
They thought if we had kept all these tithing and offerings for ourselves,
那我们自己就有更多了。
Then we would have more, right?
但这里神却告诉他们。
But here the Lord is telling them.
正是因为你们夺取了当献给我的供物。
Because you have robbed me.
你们就反而落在一个咒诅的里头。
Then you have fallen yourself into a curse.
你们虽然努力的工作。
You can work the hardest.
你们努力的耕种。
You can sow very hard.
但是你们所得的反而是更少。
Yet you will receive less.
所以弟兄姐妹在这里，神就向百姓指明了一条蒙福的道路。
Here the Lord is pointing out a way to blessing.
这是我们都非常关注的。
And this is something that we all care about.
神说你们把那当献的十分之一和当纳的供物来全然送入仓库。
Will you bring the whole tithe into the storehouse?
就是说呢，这些是在神界的摩西律法告诉百姓说，他们要将这最基本。的十分之一是要献给神的，是为了神的殿、神的仓库所用的。
And this is what the Lord has told them through the law of Moses. This is the very basic offering that to give them, to give to God their tithing.
这弟兄翻译的很好啊，那是百姓所当献给神当中啊最基本、最基本的那个十分之一。
And this is the tithing is the most basic offering that the Lord has told the people to give to God.
神说：“如果你们照着我的话来这样献上的时候
，If you can offer according to my words，
神说你们以此试试我。
God says, will you test me in this？
神要做什么呢
？What would God do？
神说他要打开天上的窗户，
that I will open for you the whole window in heaven。
他要倾覆于你们
，and I will pour out for you a blessing。
什么叫倾覆啊
？What does it mean to pour out？
就那个神的祝福啊，是用倒的。
That the blessing is being poured on you,
就像前些日子我们那个飓风那个大雨一样
，just as the great hurricane that we just experienced.
它一直倾，一直倾倒，一直倾倒，一直倾倒。
Water has been pouring out of heaven,
以至于无处可容
，until that it overflows.
当然，我们不希望那雨水那么多
，of course we don't want the rain to overflow.
但是我们都希望从神而来的祝福
，but we want the blessing to overflow.
神要把那各样的祝福。
He all kinds of blessings from God.
我相信包括天上的，也包括地上的。
Spiritually, even materially,
都倾倒给他的百姓。
That it will be poured out on you.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常对神有一个错误的观念。
Sometimes we have a wrong conception of God.
我们觉得神好像就喜欢苦待我们。
We think that God wants us to suffer.
我们越想要的呢，神好像偏偏就不给我。
The more we desire after something, the more the Lord will withhold it from us.
弟兄姐妹，这里神清楚地告诉百姓。
But here the Lord is very clear.
神的心意是何等乐意赐福于他所爱的儿女。
How he desires to bless his people.
神要把最好的赐给我们。
He will even give you the very best.
他从来没有改变。
He has never changed.
他从来没有犹豫。
He's never hesitated.
只要我们照着他的心意
，As long as we're living in His purpose，
神他何等盼望敞开天上的窗户，把所有的福分来倾倒在我们。
How He's looking forward to open the window of heaven and to pour out His blessings。
让我们看见神的百姓，他们。 他们向着神是如何呢？
Yet how did the people react before God?
他们不相信神所说的话。
They do not believe in the word of God.
他们仍然愿意为着眼前的一些好处呢而生活。
And they're still living and pursuing after the little benefits that they can see with their own eyes.
以至于我们看见神为百姓所预备那丰盛的恩典不能够临到百姓。
Oh, so that we see that all the blessing that God has already prepared for the people cannot be poured out.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得今天我们属灵的光景是如何呢？
How do you think our spiritual condition is?
我们从神所得着的属灵的产业是丰富的呢，还是贫穷的？
Have we received the fullness of inheritance from God, or do you feel that we're in spiritual poverty?
今天我们生活当中，我们所显出那属灵生命的光景是刚强还是软弱的呢？
How about your spiritual life? Is it strong or is it weak?
姐妹，如果我们在神面前诚实的话，
If we're to be honest before God,
我相信我们都要承认我们在神的面前实在是不够丰富的。
Then we will all admit that we have not received fullness.
我们也必须承认在我们生活当中我们属灵生命的所显出来的情形是不够刚强。
And very often we have to admit that we are not very strong spiritually.
为什么我们不够丰富呢？
Why have we not received the fullness?
为什么我们属灵生命所显出来的不是一个刚强的情形？
Why are we not strong?
弟兄姐妹，是不是在我们所当纳给神当献给神的事上我们是不是夺取了神所当得的？
Then we have to ask, brothers and sisters, have we robbed God in his tithing and in his offerings?
姐妹，我们不需要去想别人。
We don't have to think about or think for other people.
然而今天早晨神愿意我们在他面前我们来思想。
But the Lord wants all of us to considerBefore him.
如果在我们生活当中
In our lives,
我们有任何当献给神的，
If there's anything the Lord is asking to be an offering for
是我们却没有献给神，
Yet we're withholding that from him.
愿早晨主的爱来激励我，
May the love of God again constrain us this morning.
让我们能够转向，
That we can turn.
我们能够从那错误偏差里头能够转回到神的心意里头，
We can turn back from our error back to his way.
我们能够把神所当得的来献给他，
that we can offer to him what he deserves.
可能是我们的金钱，
perhaps it could be our wealth.
可能是我们的时间，
perhaps it's our time.
可能是我们的力量，
perhaps it's our strength.
我们要把神所当得的我们来归给他，
we need to give to him what he deserves.
叫我们能够回到神的心意里，
so that we can return to the purpose of God.
叫我们的生活有一个清楚的目标，
that our life have a very clear goal.
就是为了神的心意，
that we're living for his purpose.
为了他永远的心意，
living for that eternal purpose.
为了叫他能够喜悦而生活，
even that he can be pleased.
盼望我们能够这样活在一个蒙福的日子里头，
and that would be so that we can live in the day of blessings.
我们能够天天来经历神的恩典，
and daily we can experience his grace.
我最近听到有一个美好的见证。
Recently I heard a very good testimony.
就是有两位姐妹，
and there were two sisters.
她们一起是配搭一起服侍主，
and they were working with each other and serving God together.
她们一直很忠心的，也非常辛苦的来按着神的心意来服侍。
And they were very faithful. They were laboring for God's purpose.
他们年纪也不小了。
And they have grown older.
其实已经过了那个所谓这个正式退休的年龄。
And they have passed their retirement age.
可是他们仍然在神的工厂当中，在那里来服侍主。
Yet they're still serving and working in the field of God.
前些日子，这两位姐妹身体都健康都出了问题。
And some time ago, their health had issues.
然而他们仍然能够在一个在服侍主的工厂里头，他们仍然不停歇。
Yet they remained in the field of service and they have not stopped.
他们仍然那样忠心的来服侍神的心意。
They continue to serve God faithfully.
我不免要思想，到底什么是他们的动力呢？
So I was thinking to myself, what was the motivation that they had?
我相信很简单的，
and I think very simply,
就是因为他们知道神已经爱了他们，
I think I know the answer now, that they know God loves them.
他们乃是在活在神的爱里。
And they're living in the love of God.
在那里他们向儿子服侍父亲。
They're serving God as a son serves his father.
像仆人在那里来服侍主人。
As a servant serves his master.
他们实在是把自己的健康，把自己的生活都摆在一边。
They have cast aside their own health, their own life.
我听说他们的服侍是怎么样的。
And I heard how they were serving.
他们主要是在服侍就是培训一些主日学的老师们。
And they were serving in the area of training up Sunday school teachers.
所以他们的服侍呢，是直接的能够叫这个福音啊，叫主耶稣能够被传扬在孩子们当中。
So they, as they serve, their service can directly impact the gospel among the children.
他们一个月一个月的在那里服侍培训许多的老师们。
Month after month, they work very, very hard to train up teachers.
他们一批一批的来为神得着一些合用的器皿。
Generation after generation, they have been gaining vessels for God's use.
他们在服侍的时候。
And as they serve,
他们一天啊是从早到晚十二个小时。
They will go from morning to evening, 12 hours a day.
没有间歇。
With no breaks.
一周一周的过去
week after week,
即使在他们知道自己生病之后
even after they found out that they have been ill,
他们身上就带着那个肿瘤
with their tumor,
带着中风
with the stroke that they had,
他们仍然靠着主的恩典
they continued on by the grace of God,
在那里来侍奉神
and they continue to serve God.
从他们身上我似乎看见我们主的榜样
and from their life I saw an example of the Lord himself,
就像主在地上的日子
just as the Lord how he was living on the earth,
他是那样的忠心
he was so faithful,
他是那样的为着神的行义神的心意在地上行完了他的路程
he finished his race and his course on the earth according to the will of God,
在他面前有一个喜乐
and there is a joy set before him,
那个喜乐就是父的心得着满足
That joy simply is the Father's heart being satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，这是神在这样末了的时候也向着我们的一个呼召。
And this is our calling that the Lord has for us.
我们知道我们最近常常听到许多的提醒，我们知道主很快要回来。
And there are many voices today that reminds us that the Lord is coming.
我们不知道主什么时候会回来。
We don't know when he will return.
但是我们知道主随时可以回来。
But we know he can return any moment.
在主回来之前。
Before his return.
我们应当如何做好预备来迎接他呢？
How can we prepare ourselves to meet him?
我们需要转向与神有一个亲密的关系。
We need to turn back, return to a close relationship with him.
盼望靠着主的恩典。
By the grace of God.
我们每一天。
Our each daily life.
我们能够有一段宝贵的时间是单单的与我们的神来亲近
that we can sacrifice to him a precious time for him only
借着读经借着祷告
through reading his words through praying
我们来思想他
that we can remember him
思想他的爱
to remember his love
好像我们能够这样一直活在一个与神亲密的关系
so that we can remain in this intimate relationship
当我们在这样一个关系的里头
and when we're in the relationship
我们将自己分别为圣来归给他
we can sanctify ourselves and offer it wholly to him
他能够保守我们
that he can keep us
他能够叫我们从这世界当中各样的试探引诱能够被脱离出来
he's able to save us from all temptations
叫我们能够来转向神的心意
so that we can return to his purpose
在我们每天忙碌的生活当中
in our daily very busy life
我们思想我们生活的目标
we can remember the purpose for which
我们想到我们是为什么而生活
we can remember why we are living before him
我们的生活乃是要为了要讨神的喜悦
that we are living so that he can be pleased
当我们在这样子为了神的心意而生活的时候
as we live for his purpose
在我们生活当中就要经历许多的事情
and we will experience many things
弟兄姐妹只有当我们愿意为着神的心意而生活的时候
and only when we're willing to live for him
弟兄姐妹我们生活当中啊就会充满许多的经历和见证
and there will be many experiences of him there will be many testimonies
当我们聚在一起的时候
and when we gather together
我们就有好多 可以谈论的。
We can talk about this.
我们可以谈论神的心意是如何在我的生活当中。
We can talk about how the will of God has affected my life.
我们可以借着我们彼此来谈论神用你的心意的时候。
As we talk with each other about the purpose of God,
我们能够彼此劝勉。
And we can encourage one another.
激发爱心。
We can, that the love can be stirred up.
叫我们来为着神的心意而活。
So that we can all live for His purpose.
叫我们能够与他的心，以他的心意作为我们生活的目标。
That His heart will be our goal.
早晨就愿意简单借着马拉基书这样的信息和弟兄姐妹一同的共勉。
So from this book, I really want to just encourage one another.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们对于神所说的话。
That we will revere the word of God.
我们能够有一个真实的反应。
That we will have a true response to it.
只要我们愿意来转向他。
As long as we're willing to return,
他就必转向我。
He will return to us.
就如他马拉基书最末了所告诉我们。
Just as he promised at the end.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
He will restore the hearts of the father to their children.And the hearts of the children to their father.
神不愿意我们落在咒诅里。
He does not want to smite the land with a curse.
神愿意我们活在他的祝福里。
But he wants us to be in his blessings.
姐妹，我们转向神就是今天。
And while it is still today, may we return to God.
就是现在。
It is now.
因为我们今天若不转向神。
If we do not return today.
将来我们就必懊悔不已。
One day we will regret.
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayers.
主，我们感谢你早晨借着马拉基书这最末了的话来激励我们。
Lord, we thank you this morning for the words you have given us in Malachi.
主，你告诉我们说你曾爱了我们。
You said you have loved us.
主，你实在是曾经爱了我们。
Truly, you have loved us before.
愿你借着你独生子，我主耶稣基督，救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
Because through your only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you have saved us from death.
主，你不仅从前爱了我们。
Not only you have loved us before.
你今天仍然爱我们。
But you love us today.
主啊，你要把我们从一切的困难、艰苦当中拯救出来。
You desire to rescue us from all difficulties.
主，你要把我们从这许多罪恶和世界的网罗捆绑里头拯救出来。
You want to rescue us from the snares of sin of this world.
主，你将来还爱我们。
And you still love us to the end.
因为你说你爱我们到底。
Because you will love us to the
uttermost. 因为你没有改变。
Because you have never changed.
所以我们这些雅各之子没有灭亡。
So as a son of Jacob have not perished.
今天我们还有盼望。
We still have a hope.
因此你告诉我们。
Therefore, you tell us.
你要我们转向你。
Return to you.
主，愿早晨蒙爱的儿女的心都来转向。
So every child of God who has been loved by you may return this morning.
主，好叫我们能够为着你的心意而活。
So that we can live for your purpose.
叫我们一切所行的事上能够来讨你的喜悦。
In everything that we do, may you be pleased.
主，愿你得着喜悦。
May you be satisfied.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.